Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, warned yesterday that up to a third of jobs in the Irish economy might be at risk from AI. He stressed, though, that it didn't mean rampant unemployment, but rather how and where we work might change in the very near future. One company which has hitched its wagon to AI is the cloud computing business ServiceNow, which has just taken up the top two floors of the new landmark Dawson Street office in Dublin. Mark Cockerill is Senior Vice President for Legal Affairs at ServiceNow and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Joe. Good to see you.
For those of us who are not familiar with what ServiceNow do, what do they do?
Well, ServiceNow, it's a software company, Joe, which provides an AI-powered cloud computing platform, which really helps the largest enterprises around the world and governments around the world digitally transform by automating their workflows. So to give you a bit more context, you think of things like IT operations or your HR team or security operations, these really complex environments and workloads that have become more and more difficult over time with different technology stacks, different types of technology and systems. Well, kind of ServiceNow is that layer that removes that complexity, that system of action that solves all those problems and, as we say, makes the world of work better.
Okay, so local authorities and even, you know, national governments or federal states in the United States, they would hire you guys to be their cloud computing guru to carry out almost any task.
Absolutely. The beauty of ServiceNow is it's an adaptable platform and great technology. It's low-code capability.
And it's cloud,
well,
obviously.
It's all in the cloud. So like we're one of the few software companies, I would say, in history that's ever exceeded $10 billion in revenue. We're definitely only the second native to the cloud to do that. And we've done that faster than anyone else. So people have seen that capability, the greatness of the technology. And now, with the infusion of our investments in AI, the capability of AI to accelerate that even further.
Would you endorse what Michael McGrath said, that up to a third of jobs in not just this economy, but many Western economies are at risk from AI?
I would say a third of jobs will definitely be different because of AI. I think at risk suggests they will be removed. But
The roles themselves will go, won't they? It's just it's the person who will carry out that role will do something different.
I think the roles could be different. I mean, for every industrial revolution we've ever had, we've never been able to predict exactly what the new roles or the change. Like you think of the dot-com revolution, there is a whole industry of new roles that people didn't necessarily imagine, couldn't imagine would ever exist. What we're already seeing in AI and our deployment of AI and our customers' utilization, it's making people more efficient. It's making people more enhanced in what they're doing. So seeing AI as an enhancer of existing roles already at the moment is a good thing. And like I say, I think there will end up being more roles and more jobs and more democratization of work in the future because of AI. It's not the devil, if you like.
And do you guys code yourselves or do you outsource the coding for your cloud computing?
Yeah, so we've been investing in AI for a number of years. It's not just been the recent train or trend to jump upon. We've bought companies many moons ago, great talent in many moons ago, to invest in AI capabilities. So all of our AI capabilities, whether it's things like text to code, text to workflows, case summarization.
Text to code, what's that?
They're native to our platform. So text to code, very simply, Joe, if you're trying to develop a new workflow or a new piece of code to help solve a particular business problem, text what you want the code to be or what the solution you're looking for. And the power of generative AI is it can make suggestions on what that code should be that a human, of course, and a human intelligence and capability can validate and verify before you're putting it live into operation.
Now, that sounds as if it's going to be very energy intensive because you're going to need a huge amount of computing power to do that kind of thing across, like I said, a regional authority, a local authority, or a national government. That's going to need a lot of cloud computing, and that means more data centers, does it not, Mark?
Well, potentially data centers, the capability of energy, the consistency of energy is a constant global question. I think when it comes to cloud computing, the evolution of AI in itself doesn't necessarily generate a greater amount per se. There is some greater computing power in GPUs, but it's not a marked spike. I think if we go into the realm, which might be the next evolution beyond AI into quantum computing, that's when you're talking about a serious multiple of 10 or a serious question as to long-term energy sufficiency and delivery.
But I mean, I had the boss of BT on the show, and he said that every single text chat GPT search consumes enough energy to run a battery-powered vehicle for 2 or 3 miles. So that's a text search. That's not a video search or a video creative thing or even just an image. You can imagine the kind of the step up in energy requirement that's going to be needed.
I think we have seen every year, every 6 months, etc., the consumption power of consumers, the mm-hmm. consumption power of technology generally, has always continued to increase. So long-term energy stability, long-term delivery of data centers, whether in Ireland or across EMEA or across the world, is always a constant question, I think, for the certainty of technology
and
going
that,
forward.
And that, of course, there are kind of energy, not just energy requirements, but there's the green requirement. Are you kind of, are you meeting that with your new building, the top yeah. 4 floors of which you've taken on the 60 Dawson Street?
Yeah, absolutely. So even in our data centers, so we run our own data centers around the world. They're all energy efficient. They're all 100% green energy powered. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a key requirement for us.
From renewable energy?
From renewable energy. When it comes to 60 Dawson Street, it's a brand new build. It's a fantastic location, but it meets all the LEED certifications. It meets a bunch of ESG certificates and standards that I could reel off and bore you with, Joe, but the essence being it is core about a green community and a sustainable community.
Did I read somewhere that you've signed a deal with NVIDIA, the in company at the moment?
Yeah, we've had a long, actually reasonably long-term partnership with NVIDIA. We've just announced a further deepening of that relationship at our knowledge event in Las Vegas, and we had announced this. Jensen was kind enough to attend our conference, our knowledge conference last year. We've some really deep key partnerships when it comes to delivery of generative AI, NVIDIA from the hardware side, but partnerships with people like Fujitsu, with Microsoft, the cohabitation, if you like, of Now Assist with Copilot is a key thing we're very excited by. And it's necessary. I think it's important for the ecosystem generally for key partnerships to deliver the best generative AI experience for
customers. But
you'd be
quite positive in the next few years that AI will make life a little bit better.
Absolutely. Okay. It's going to help.
Best of luck, and we'll see you buying your coffee in and around Dawson Street and Nassau Street over the next couple of years, we hope. Mark, thanks very much. That's Mark Cockrell, Senior Vice President with ServiceNow.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.